Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we are your co-hosts. On behalf of us both, thank you so much for listening.
Hey, if you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org to donate. We'd love for you to become a part of our family. We're on a mission to help strengthen your mental health and relationships with God and those you love the most. Help us as we work to strengthen, again, families and bring a message of help, hope, and encouragement to today's generations.
Your gift ensures this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's show, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's go ahead and get started.
Welcome in today. My special guest is an old friend, Mark Hancock, CEO and leader of Trail Life USA. Welcome, Mark.
Dr. Tim, always great to be with you. It's one of my most favorite interviews.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, Mark, to you. You know, Billy Graham once said this, Mark, a good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. Mark, we know this. All the research shows that dads really do matter for good and bad.
They do. It's critical that dads are involved with their sons, and if boys don't have a dad, to somehow discover a dad-like, someone who can be trusted in the community to help raise that son. We're seeing that difference in Trail Life, the way that we're able to help boys through the labyrinth of growing up in a culture that when you have a Supreme Court justice who can't define a woman, how does an 8 or 9 year old boy define a man? So we're providing these examples for them, and that dad is the number one example for a boy to grow into a godly man.
You know, Mark, there's been a lot of work that's come out, and you and I've had a lot of conversations about the significance of dad. Yet still, the greatest social ill of our day, according to Americans, is the absence of dad from the home. And Mark, when you have about, 37-40% of America's children who will grow up in a home at some point where their biological father doesn't live, you can't tell me that doesn't affect how he sees life or she sees life or how they do relationships, Mark. It's profound, and that's why we hear words like father hunger, father thirst, and more.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And of course, our specialty is boys. You know, 1 in 4 boys now doesn't have a father in the household. And it's especially hard for boys because 76% of public school teachers are female and 80-something percent of Sunday school teachers are female. So girls have these wonderful role models a lot of times, whether it's a single mom, and then they go to school and there's a woman at the front of the room and says, that's what a strong woman looks like. And then they go to Sunday school and see another woman at the front of the room. So girls have these wonderful examples of good, strong women in front of them. And that's wonderful. We love seeing that. But boys are lacking these examples. So it's especially hard on boys, although everyone's affected by an absent father.
You know, Mark, it's okay to say this. Boys are different than girls, period. They're just different. Ask moms, ask dads. They're going to tell you that they are. Mark, you've spent a lot of time with boys out there. Talk to us about what you've learned about them and what really has captivated your heart and your passion, your mission behind your organization, Trail Life USA.
Yeah, well, I love that we can say that on this program, that boys and girls are different. It's not a value statement. It's just recognizing that God created them different. Men and women are different. If you're married, you know that. You live with a person who's kind of created a little bit different than you are. And biologically, psychologically, developmentally, every legitimate science points to the differences between boys and girls and men and women. And it's a shame that we're in a culture that's trying to erase those differences or somehow discount them as if a boy is some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated or some sort of a defective girl. It's just true that boys and girls are different. We're in a culture right now that favors the sit still, be quiet, pay attention strengths that girls generally have over boys. You know, their eyes are different, their ears are different, their brains are different. There's so many things that are different about boys and girls. And we're just living a culture right now that just really favors girls. And that's why boys are twice as likely to be in special education, 3 times more likely to have ADHD. They've fallen behind girls in every single academic category. They are leading in the suicide rates, Tim, which is so sad that the level of suicide rates, boys 10 to 14 years old, one of the fastest growing demographics there. So boys are losing all over the place because we're not accounting for the wonder and the marvel of this creature called a boy.
You know, Jonathan Haidt came out with a book not long ago called The Anxious Generation, Mark. And in it, he talked about this transition from play-based childhood to phone-based childhood and how the digital world is rewiring our kids, and there's so much happening there, and how they're targeting our kids with algorithms and all kinds of things. But Mark, inside of it, he just talked about the dynamics of connection and everything's missing. Mark, in the midst of it, we know that we have a boy crisis out there. We've got good friends who are addressing this issue. Mark, you certainly studied a lot, but they're saying now that boys are turning to the virtual worlds of television, video games, digital media, and the internet to find realms where they can conquer and areas where they can excel. In the midst of it, they're getting lost. They're getting slaughtered, if you will. Mark, how concerning is that to you? And what do you say to moms and dads, and in particular about boys?
Yeah, well, it is scary the way that our brains are being rewired. And it's not just the kids, it's us too. The way that our brains are being rewired by this digital world, it causes us just our relationships are more shallow. I really believe that joy is harvested in the face of another person as we're with them, engaged in some sort of healthy attachment connection, secure connection with somebody else. And we're just lacking those things. We went through COVID, you know, these numbers, 300% increase in depression across culture. It's really has affected us the way that we interact. Now, boys are drawn to the electronic world, as you say, that virtual world, because it makes sense to them. In the video games, they find risk and competition. Which they're not allowed to, which we're scared to put them in culture because they may hurt somebody or they may get hurt or their feelings may get hurt. We in the video game world, they're allowed to lose and then try harder and win again. And it seems like we want to shelter our boys from losing in our culture today. So they don't learn how to lose and recover and try hard again. They only lose learning that lesson in the virtual world. And that's attractive to them. But then we criticize the boys for playing so many video games. So they can't win either way. But we can, and through TrailLife we're doing this, we're adopting some of those things that the video game developers learned about boys, is that they like risk and competition. They like score to be kept. They like hierarchies. They like rules. They like guidelines that they can push up against. And that's why we're restoring those through TrailLife and other organizations like TrailLife who are recognizing the trouble that boys are in.
Mark, tens of thousands of members now. You've got chapters all over the country. You're in all 50 states. Talk to us about TrailLife USA. What is it? How's it unique? And what God's doing in and through it?
Yeah, well, we're an adventure character leadership organization for boys from kindergarten all the way up through high school. We're in all 50 states, as you said, about 1,400 churches chartering TrailLife USA troops, about 70,000 members across the country. Been around a little over 10 years when the Boy Scouts began to lose their way, or the organization formerly known as the Boy Scouts began to lose their way. And so we stepped in to fill that gap for families that were looking for traditional family values and biblical values in order to raise their children. And so we really believe that in this culture where boys are largely unguided, we provide them with guidance, good, strong Christian men in a male-centric environment that's shown them what a man looks like. And boys are ungrounded because we've taken away some of those foundational things. We use the Word of God to help ground boys. You know, 58% of Americans no longer believe that the Bible and God are the source of morality. We restore them in TrailLife, and we give boys a culture that stands on the Word of God. And boys are largely unappreciated. We've talked about that, how boy the differences between boys and girls are being discounted for boys, and that's hurting them. And boys are also uninspired because of that risk and competition part that they've taken out of it. So we've taken those four things, unguided, ungrounded, unappreciated, and uninspired, and we've mixed them all together in this organization called TrailLife, and it's attracting boys by the thousands. Of course, we're growing just leaps and bounds every year as organizations like the Boy Scouts are losing members because they're headed in a different direction. We just continue to see ourselves grow because it makes sense to families. And a family that has a boy and a girl, they say, yeah, they're different. And we'd like them to be around more of their same kind so they can learn and they can grow into good and godly men.
So, Mark, this is a scout-type program anchored in faith. Does it have badging and all that kind of stuff that goes with it? I mean, their activities, things they've got to accomplish, outdoor adventure-type things and more?
Yeah. In fact, if you look at it, you would say, wow, that looks a lot like Boy Scouts. Uniforms and patrols and hiking and camping and a robust awards program. Our highest award is the Freedom Rangeman, which is an amazing young man. So it looks like Boy Scouts. And it came out of Boy Scouts in that a lot of people who were fleeing that sort of woke environment that were growing there, they ended up with us. So it looks a lot like Boy Scouts. But I tell people, we're not really competitors because there are two things that make us very different. One, we are Christ-centered. We're not just some outdoor organization having a Christian experience. We are at our core a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors to grow boys into godly men. So we're Christ-centered, and that is not true about the Boy Scouts. And we're also boy-focused. We believe that boys and girls are different. And so we provide a uniquely male-centric organization because we think it takes godly men. Well, we know it takes godly men to grow godly men. And so we surround these boys with godly men. So those two things, if they matter to you, you don't really have a choice. If they don't really matter to you, well, choose the organization that's closer to your house. But they're going to be, it's going to be a very different experience. A Christ-centered, boy-focused organization is going to be look very different and produce a different type of boy than one that lacks those things.
Mark, where can people learn more about the organization, maybe how to get involved, maybe get their son involved in the program? Where can they go?
TrailLifeUSA.com. If you go to Get Connected, there's a map of the United States. Put in your zip code and show you the troops that are nearby. You can click on that, connect with them. If there's not a troop, it shows you how to start a troop. And like I said, we have 1,400 churches across the country. We're starting an average of 5 to 7 troops every week. And so we'd love for churches and pastors to get involved. We've got this amazing statistic for pastors, Dr. Tim, is that 18% of the adult members that join Trail Life USA join the church after they join the troop. And many of them are coming through Christ. So this is amazing church growth tool for churches and churches that are utilizing Trail Life, not just as this group that meets in their basement on Tuesday nights, but as an outreach of the local church, are seeing tremendous growth in their church body.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. My special guest again is Mark Hancock of Trail Life USA. We're talking all things boys. You know, men matter, dads matter, and boys often are unseen, but they matter too. Let's continue. Hey, what a conversation. Mark, have you been tracking this whole trend that they're seeing in the research about men in particular, young men, really getting energized about their faith? And I wanted to ask you, Mark, do you think it's true? Are you seeing that very thing happen across the country?
We are seeing that. And of course, we're sort of in a fishbowl kind of thing, because that's what we do, is we work a lot with men and we build godly men. So we've seen that, but we're seeing that outside of Trail Life, and we're seeing it influence Trail Life as men are looking for ways to engage with other men, find their band of brothers, find guys who are sort of coming to life in this way that you're seeing in the research. And so they're finding their brotherhood in Trail Life USA. Even adult leaders who don't have boys in the program, they're saying, I want to serve God somehow, and I want to do it in a masculine sort of way. And so they're finding the outdoors and this band of brothers with the other men in the program is a wonderful way to do that. And it has the added purpose of raising a generation, influencing the generation. So it satisfies their desire to not just get it for themselves, but to pass something on.
You know, when you go back to the fatherlessness issue, Mark, you realize that you've got a generation of dads right now who largely grew up without a dad. And it's that old kind of football mantra, not in my house. We're not going to do that here. We're going to break that chain. Mark, do you think a lot of young dads are stepping up and they've made that decision and they're stepping into the lives of their kids? They're showing up at the game, I guess, is probably what I'm asking you.
They are, and they're looking for ways to do that. And so, again, I can just look through our lens, and what it is that I'm seeing is that as we have men who gather around the campfire, the boys bed down in the tent and the dads are there, and they're having these conversations where they're saying to each other, hey, I saw the way that you talked to your son. How did you form that relationship? How did you get so close to your son? Or I'm struggling with this at work. I'm struggling with this in my family, whatever. And men are mentoring, discipling each other in these environments, and they're hungry for other men to speak to them in ways that they haven't spoken before, which is not just from a positional sort of place where I'm the teacher or I'm the pastor, or I'm the leader, so I'm going to tell you how to be a man, but men who are walking alongside. And of course, men engage much better walking side by side than they do face to face, doing something else, turning a wrench or sitting around a campfire or hiking a trail. Men are engaging with one another and really growing in their faith. We had a story recently, a blog, where a man said, don't you dare invite me to church. And he became part of a Trail Life troop, joined the church, and now he's pastoring his own church. But he found his way through this band of brothers who said, you know, the hurt, the pains, whatever you experienced in the past, Here's a band of brothers going to help you walk through that and recover. And now he's pastoring his own church.
Mark, many times through the years, there's been this old saying, when the boys get together, some things happen. I just often think about going hunting together up to deer camp, or they, like you said, get a weekend where they're up in the mountains. Something begins to connect. Something begins to wire. And they don't have to do a lot of talking, Mark. They eventually will. I think when they begin to feel safe, like you said, around the campfire, there's something that allows that defense to come down. We're seeing it in our Ignite Men's Impact weekends. When men get together up front, you just create an environment for them to, quote, settle in. And before you know it, it's unbelievable what begins to take place. I've never seen such spiritual energy like I've seen in a group of men who are free in Christ. Seriously. When they rip it all down and they light a fire. It's an explosion. Mark, a lot of, quote, parenting experts are talking about the significance of connection. In other words, it's one thing to be there. It's another thing to be connected or wired in with your son or daughter. Talk to us about that. Maybe some of what happens in your Trail Life USA activities. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, I see it there. And I do see it in your United events, too. It's just beautiful when men come together like that in that sort of atmosphere. And it's all men. There's something that happens there. I remember I brought my boys home from a camping trip, and they walked in the door. Of course, my wife hoses us off on the porch. She says, you know, when you come home, you're smelly, but you're taller. And there's something that happens to a boy or a man in the company of men where he's kind of reminded of who he is. He feels like he's in his world and he can stand tall against. This is a beautiful, magical is the wrong word to use. I think it's spirit-led thing that happens in that space. And it's just wonderful to see men come alive in that space where they're working with other men. You know, if there was a better way of turning men into godly men, I would be doing that. But we've discovered that it's in this company, this band of brothers, about something with purpose, whether it's raising the next generation or stepping up themselves. When a man gets focused on something, he has in him, in his DNA, from the garden, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue, have a dominion. He has this mandate that comes alive in that setting, and instead of the setting where somebody's just lecturing him on how horribly he's doing as a man. You know, we subtly shame men in so many places, but I love reminding men of who it is that they are. And when they're in the company of men, they get to see that both in themselves and the men that they're surrounded by.
Mark, through the years, I've learned, too, that a lot of men struggle with church. They don't see points of connection at church for them, or they don't know how to serve. You know, and churches who are sensitive to this and are starting to open up opportunities, try to engage them. And I'm thinking about Trail Life USA, for example, and mentoring opportunities, maybe leadership opportunities, etc. Talk to us about that dynamic, and maybe some dads out there watching right now, maybe their kids are gone, but they're thinking, you know, I want to serve, and I care about the next generation of young men. What do you guys do in particular, Mark? Anything, any dynamics there?
Yeah, well, I love that, but there is a thing that happens, and that's why I love your events. You know, the Ignite Men, you have 5,000 to 7,000 men there, and I think they're all on fire for God, and they're going to go back to the church and say, Pastor, I'm ready to do something for Jesus. And I just pray to God that that pastor knows what to do with that man who's on fire. And sadly, some of them don't. And so he comes back to the church and pastor says, yeah, here's an orange vest. Help us park cars on Saturday morning. Now, that's a great service. I'm not discounting that. But that man had something in his heart bigger than that. Maybe he's running a law practice, or maybe he's a mechanic and he's working hard and he's great at what it is that he does. But he comes to the church. He has trouble finding the place that he fits. And that's why through movements like Trail Life, that man comes to that pastor and say, yeah, I got something for you to do. You're going to make a difference in the next generation. You're going to influence a boy that may not have a dad, but you're going to be part of his life. And he's going to talk about you for years. He's going to point back to Mr. So-and-so, who said to me on a camping trip or in a meeting or showed me this or helped me with this badge or corrected me or discipled me in a way. So that takes all the energy that comes out of some of these events that we do. We send men back to the church, and the pastor has something for those men to do because, you know, what is it? Churches are now 60% women. And the man comes out. There's not a lot of seats for men. There's the pulpit. He can't. They don't want him in the nursery. They don't want him in the children's church. You don't necessarily want them in the choir. You know, what do we do with all these men that we're trying to say, you know, we need them to come alive. We want them to be active in the church. Well, we provide them opportunities where they fit, where they're feeling ministered to. You know, only 36% of parents now believe that the church is meeting the needs of their sons. That's in a Barna study. 36% believe the church is meeting the needs of their sons. So where are the needs of their sons being met? Well, in sports, where there's competition, my son just comes alive out there. You don't see the energy all the time on in a church pew that you'll see on a soccer field. So they've discovered something, but you will see it in the outdoors on a challenging hike or an adventure or something like that. So we've got to provide for men this place where they can come alive, where they feel like they fit, where they're not being asked to sit still, be quiet, pay attention. They're being asked to say, hey, you can do this. And we talk about superpowers. You've got these superpowers. You have these things. You are created in order to be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue, have dominion, not just to park cars. So we have these opportunities and we fulfill all those things, I believe, through Trail Life. So men can find ministries like that that aren't shaming them, but are reminding them who they are and allowing them to walk in their strengths.
I think there's a sleeping giant in the church, and we need to pray the church awakens and engages men like never before. I think there is a stirring. That's going to be exciting to see what God's going to do in and through all this over the next 5 to 10 years. Mark, I want to close this way real quick. New devotional out. Talk to us about it and how it's a gift, especially to dads and sons.
Yeah, it's our second in our series. It's called Trail Ready 102, and it's just coming out in time for Father's Day. It's a great gift. It's 102 devotions. It's for dads who have boys. And so it talks to dads about the special needs of their boys. But what I love about it is you've got, Tim, you've endorsed this book, so thank you very much. So we've got the devotional on this side. And then on this side, it has a one-day hike. And so these beautiful pictures and the description of a one-day hike that they can do, maybe somewhere with their sons. And so all the states are represented here. Just a couple minutes. And it's just a neat way for men to be reminded of the specialness of their sons. So Trail Ready 101 came out last year. Trail Ready 102 is this year. So those are new at the Trail Life USA store and also at Amazon.
It's amazing, again, how God will take a resource like that and literally transform a family, maybe save a father-son relationship, certainly turn on a light, spiritual light, and bring strength to that relationship. Mark, again, before you go, people want to learn more about Trail Life USA, maybe how to find a troop, get engaged, maybe in mentoring relationship or something, where can they go?
That'd be great. TrailLifeUSA.com, two L's in the middle, TrailLifeUSA.com. Get connected. We'll show you a map of the United States and where you can find a troop nearby and also start a troop in that same area or also become a volunteer. Again, you don't have to have a son to be in the program. We have thousands of men who are in the program who love the Band of Brothers, and they're also there for a purpose, and they want to pour into the next generations and make a difference in a boy's life.
Mark, on behalf of my son, Zach, Dr. Zach Clinton, by the way, Mark, and our entire team here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we salute you. Pray that God will continue to raise up Trail Life USA and protect you and your family. Hope you enjoy your boys this weekend, Mark. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be. At Christian Care Connect, our mission is to connect those seeking help with a provider who offers the faith-based care they need. At CCC, we offer free mental health assessments for the user to help gauge their psychological and emotional well-being, as well as free self-help blog resources to help educate readers on topics such as depression, anxiety, and more. Christian Care Connect bridges the gap between those seeking help and the caregivers offering it, fostering connections rooted in clinical excellence. If you're looking for help, it's closer than you think. And if you're a provider who's ready to offer help, this site is for you too. Visit ChristianCareConnect.com to find the help you need or get listed as a provider. That's ChristianCareConnect.com.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Care and Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Care and Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to careandcounsel.com. That's careandcounsel.com.